Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That's hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to our 20th year of Messianic Minutes, celebrating this month our 20th anniversary of recording.
Two Jewish guys who love Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, 20 years of Messianic Minutes.
And friends, we'd love to hear from you. Check our website, messianicminutes.com. And if the Lord leads, an anniversary gift we feel would certainly be in order. It's tax deductible. We're a listener-supported program. And so the finances God provides through folks like you makes this show alive.
It does. And just as a historical note, Jeffrey, nor I has ever taken a salary from Messianic Minutes.
That's right.
While we are listener supported, all of your support has been going to the production and distribution of Messianic Minutes.
That's right. Speaking of distribution, over the years, our various programs, half hours and dailies, have been on literally hundreds of stations. And currently, we want to say hi to the folks at KUYO out in Casper, Wyoming. Friends, thanks so much for carrying Messianic Minutes. And all you, Wyoming, such a beautiful country. It's amazing.
You have been out there, yes.
Several times. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. And it's very dry. We're back east where it's very humid. Out there, if it's 30% humidity, they're dying. Back here, we're
They should come to Baltimore. Right. Listen, you guys in Wyoming, you want to come to Pikesville and witness to the Jewish people here and die in the humidity? Come on out.
So, Casper and KUYO, thanks for carrying us. And if the Lord, hey, we get emails from folks in Wyoming. Hey, you should send us some more already. All right.
Yeah, and include a gift. We would love to hear from you. We would love to receive a tax-deductible gift to help support the show celebrating our 20th anniversary of Messianic Minutes. Get in touch with us through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Now, when we last left King Solomon,
he was on his knees.
He was on his knees praying to God before the whole congregation of Israel in the brand new, spanking brand new. Well, actually, you know, it's interesting, Ted. The Holy Temple was finished 11 months before it was dedicated. Which I can't understand except to say that it tells me God wanted it dedicated in the time of the fall feasts, because that's when it was done.
That's when it was done. And we're reading in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, and we've been looking at verses 12, 13, and 14.
And that's where Solomon displays his reverence before God. And the next many verses in 2 Chronicles are the text of his prayer before God. And basically what he says, Ted, is that, you know, when we as a people mess up, God, if we come back to you after we've messed up and you've sent drought or famine or enemies against us, and we come back to you and say, Lord, we're sorry, and we repent. Will you take care of us?
Mm.
And basically acknowledging, we're going to mess up, but you're God.
Yes, yeah, Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived, and he knew we all sin and fall short of God's glory.
Yes, and indeed, in that respect, if we look at verse number 36 of 2 Chronicles chapter 6, it's very specific.
When they, the children of Israel, sin against you, for there is no one who does not sin, and you become angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, and they take them captive to a land far or near. Yet, when they come to themselves in the land where they were carried captive and repent and make supplication to you, will you then forgive us, Lord?
Hallelujah. Please notice that King Solomon says, there is no one who does not sin. Friends, let's get this. See, because modern-day rabbis have a funny view of what sin is. But back here in the Hebrew Scriptures, Solomon says, by the hand of God, no one does not sin.
All of us sin.
All of us. That's it. So there's no way around sin other than the blood. And, of course, Jesus took care of that. And without Jesus, we don't have forgiveness of sin.
And friends, we're going to see how this is important to us today, starting next week, right here on Messianic Minutes,
where we're celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Wow, it's so exciting. 20 years of two Jewish guys who love Jesus. We would really like to hear from you during this 20th anniversary celebration month.
Yes, so check our website, messianicminutes.com. That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.